Okay.
We're now back in regular session. I'd entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move we authorize Chief Cooper to move forward on advertising for the position of Deputy Fire Chief / Warden.
Okay, do we have a second?
Second.
Discussion. Any discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
Aye.
Okay. One opposed. Okay. We are way behind on our agenda, as you know. My thought would be we do have accounts payable, bonds, and so on. But if it's okay with everybody, since we are behind and Wendy's here from the healthcare district, I'd like to go ahead and put her on above our accounts payable and bonds, if that's okay. Is that agreeable with everybody?
Yeah, fine with me.
Okay. Wendy, would you like to come forward? We want to discuss the lease at the clinics. How are you today?
Just
a good day.
Just
would you like to wait another 30 minutes to get to you?
No, you're fine. I'm not complaining.
We're swell, too.
Do you guys converse before the meeting to dress alike?
No. Oh, absolutely not.
Maybe you should.
I hadn't even thought about it.
It's the first thing I noticed.
We got pre-bleachers. Sure.
No, there you go.
I'll be darned.
No.
I hadn't even thought of it.
So your lease is up the end of the month.
Okay.
And I think we need to have a discussion or get a motion or thoughts on what we would like to do moving forward with that lease. I know we've talked about it in the past. I know in the last year, specifically the last 6 months, we have waived your lease in recognition of your times of change and moving forward with your operational expenses. So with that, commissioners, do you have any thoughts or
Mr. Chairman, with all the things that the Rural Healthcare Board has done since the new board has come together and the way they've cut back their expenses to this point, I would like to make a motion that we contribute to them and waive their rent fee for 1 year.
To help
them on their way to success.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second. Is there a discussion?
Did you second that?
Yes. Any discussion?
Okay.
I think that's a good tribute. And I agree with what's been said in terms of what you've done and trying to help you move forward. And I hope you can continue to make strides in that regard. So we have a motion and a second. Call for the vote. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously.
Wow, thank you so much.
Well,
I
keep up the good work.
I didn't expect that.
Well, didn't know what to expect.
No, I didn't. No. Really, I didn't.
Those are our favorite ones. You want to change that?
No.
Better give all the kids good.
I'll read that.
So let me just tell you what we have coming up and going on. We hired Brad Lindstrom, a new PA, and that's why Dave isn't here. He had to be down in Marbleton by 12:30.
When will he start?
Almost immediately.
Oh, really?
Because he's going to kind of cover Dr. Kappenman's, being gone.
And my understanding is, help me out, he has a background with both emergency room medicine and comprehensive medical care, as well as rural settings.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Very much so. The Sublet Center asked us for some contingencies on the merger. So we got those prepared and got them to the Sublet Center. And they have a meeting tomorrow morning, and we expect that they'll vote on that. And it's pretty much what they wanted, you know, everything they asked for. Just a change in the mission statement, small changes, things that are reasonable. So we hope to have their response before our meeting tomorrow night. I expect that, and we are we are interviewing more docs. We've interviewed two. We have one coming in the first part of July that's familiar with ACA. And I hope that we will be voting tomorrow night after we hear from the Sublet Center on going forward with the Critical Access Hospital. In fact, I think we will be voting on it. We received a proposal today for the financials from from I. Bailey, so we're working forward on that, looking at the costs involved there. And they're way, way cheaper than what BKD did. So I also had a call from Lorraine Werner this morning, and I've been busy in my office. I haven't had a chance to call her back, but I intend to do that right after lunch. So I will let you guys know what that's for. I think she's interested in what we're doing, and especially, you know, merging or working with the Sublet Center. So that's all I have.
Any questions for Wendy? Well, thanks for the update.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you, Wendy.
Continue.
Yeah,
good luck.
Thanks.
You know, I would make one comment. I appreciate these updates, if
absolutely
you will, because it allows us to get firsthand what outside sometimes it gets convoluted.
Oh,
is
boy
that not correct?
Yeah.
That's correct.
It is correct.
Yeah.
Yep, no problem.
Well, thank you.
Thank
okay
you, Wendy.
Yeah.
Thanks, Wendy.
Uh-huh.
Thanks, Wendy.
Okay. We have our accounts payable. If I could have a motion to approve the accounts payable as audited for payment.
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Do I have a second?
Second.
Any questions, concerns? If not, I'll signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. It'll take a second. We'll get these signed. And remember, there's three places to sign.
Do you want your pizza now?
We'll get to it in just a minute. We'll get Jeanette going, and then
we don't want to share with Jeanette.
You're welcome to share with us. It looks like we're kind of behind on lunch.
I got a question for Jeanette. What in the heck did you do that brought on 31 tax protests?
She can't talk. I tried to ask
that's
her the
right
same
you
thing.
You tried
that's
to ask her the
same
can't
thing.
Talk.
Can't
yep
talk.
In fairness, it's not that many companies. It's just that many accounts.
Oh.
Well, that's helpful. That's helpful.
And that many dollars.
What?
And that many dollars.
Quit asking questions.
Yeah, we can.
Yeah, I don't know what I can say, Matt.
Yeah, I understand. I'm joshing. Yeah.
You
want to
say no comment.
No comment.
I wouldn't know what
okay
to do with
your
the answer.
Your hearing officer will be able to answer all of your questions.
What fun we have.
Okay, next item we have is I need a motion to approve surety bonds for Clayton Olson as school district number one treasurer and Vern McAdams is school district number one business manager.
So move.
Okay, moved by Commissioner Bowson, second by Commissioner Noble. Any discussion? If not, I'll signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. And then Janice, thank you for being so patient. Bring us the good news.
Well, okay, I'll start with that. Mr. Chairman, as a result, no, not really as a result, but in reference to what we just mentioned, I would like to show you a couple of report cards, if I may, really quickly before we do the single abatement that we have. This is from the Department of Revenue. And it essentially says that, well, it says that our entire staff is permanently certified.
Permanently?
Yeah, and we have had a permanently certified staff. Well, when I say permanently, though, we have to have continuing education.
Sure.
But we've done what we need to be permanently certified. And so I would just like to point out that they are acknowledging that, and there are only three counties in the state that the entire assessor's staff is permanently certified, and that is us, Park, and Bighorn. So that was just one thing. As you know, I do have to have certified staff if somebody fails to keep their certification or fails tests, they need to be let go because we have such a small staff that we have to,
really?
To have them permanently certified. Yes. So. And I had mentioned that to Commissioner Vickery on the phone the other day. If you are considering salary things, you might keep that in mind, that my staff does have that requirement, and they have to be let go if they don't keep that. So,
well, congratulations to you and your staff.
Thank you. Likewise, I don't have multiple copies of this, but this is our State Board of Equalization audit for this year, and it has historical information. I just want to let you know, we get these every year. They send us information about the statistics they've run in our county, and we are always fully compliant. So
that's good to know.
Just so you know. That's and good. If you would like copies of those, you're absolutely welcome to them. So there you go.
Thank you.
Second page is a compliance report, and the last page is the historical compliance report. So I mean, it's all part of compliance, but the last page is really the telling page.
Just go to Carrie.
Mm-hmm. This one?
Yes. So, if I may, in the margin, is that it tells you what the requirements are, historically, where our numbers have been.
Okay.
So, and there. Bottom line is, that permanently certified staff is doing a very good job.
That is also good news.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, any bad news?
A little bit. We have one notice evaluation change for Grainberg Petroleum Company. Interestingly, it is a complete reduction of their entire assessment for the 2017 tax year.
How much?
The tax amount is $3,300 or something like that. The
Where
tax,
are we?
Tax
oh, yeah.
amount's right here.
$3,350.99.
And that is in response to a letter from the Mineral Tax Division. They have amended. I don't know how they reported that value and then took it all back, but
Grinberg Petroleum.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Never heard of them.
I haven't either.
A number of years ago, ironically, they were approaching Roxana Jensen about trying to be an advocate for the counties to get all of the money. So, it's just an irony.
That's
I thought I'd mention.
Yes.
All right, Mr. Chairman, I am finished. If you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
May I sneak a copy of that if you'd like to keep
yes.
it?
Yes.
Okay.
Sure. And you can
thank
sneak a copy
you.
Or a piece of pizza too if you want it.
I don't need to take pizza. Thank you.
Okay. All right, we're now to community comments. Is there anybody in the community? It's not at lunch?
Everybody left.
No, absolutely not. I'm a stickler for trying to stay on schedule, but I'm having some difficulty. So, with that, we will recess for lunch and reconvene at 1 o'clock. Thanks, Matt.
Matt, you want some pizza?
Yeah, you're welcome to it. We got two. We got big pizzas.
Jeez, I don't know if I can see your
pizza. There you go.
Mr. Chairman, when do you want me to let everybody know about or is about?
Oh, we're gonna have to do old business. Well, we can do it now when we get started after we have pizza.
Okay.
I guess we're not convened. You're welcome to pizza, Holly.
So, do I shut this off?
I might take you up on that.